just joined us?
Yeah, it's Ivan here.
Oh, hey, Ivan. Okay, are you guys all there?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, we're all here. But there's no speaker. There's no speakers. So, like, it's just one person first time. So, you know, this is the question.
Okay. So, here's how we're going to do this. All the lines are open, media, just so you know. If I can get everyone just to press *6 to mute your background. If you can state your name, media outlet, and then which athlete you would like the question to first, and the athletes will pass the phone around on the bus. So I'm going to just throw it over to media right now. We've got all four athletes are on the road right now on the team bus heading to Switzerland. So we've got Ivan on the line, and Ivan can pass it around to Alex, Devin, or Lenny as well.
Okay, well, since we got Ivan first, it's Russ and Canmore. Tell us a little bit about the day.
Okay. Ivan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Ivan, the question was just, Russ and Canmore wants to just give your perspective on the day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, it was a pretty hard day. It was really hard conditions, and, you had to really do, really find a way to see in those conditions, so it's really like you couldn't go like all out on that field because it's not happy. So, I'm really happy with my performance today. Like, I'm 20, one of my best, shots and races. And I'm really happy for Alex finishing his set off and then, good to see him there. Yeah, but like I said yesterday, it's just the beginning of the tour, it's the second stage. I think the most interesting is all the stuff ahead of us. And I'm sure we'll have some more good results.
Right. When you said it was really hard conditions, can you explain what you meant by that?
Yeah, it was in the morning, before the race, three hours before the race, it was switching from rain to snow, to rain to snow again. Of course, it made a big impact on the course, on the snow. So it was really, mushy, really sugary, so it was really deep. Some places, but there was no snow, it was, pavement pretty much coming out, so it was an uphill, poles were sinking through really deep, and so it was really, really tough. Double point was almost impossible. So it was right on the ledge, but at the same time, but because of the winter conditions and kind of sugary, so you can't push really hard, kick really hard with that. You have to really kind of feather it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Next question.
Benjamin Sadaboy from Ski Tracks Magazine. It's a question for Alex Harvey. So, Alex, a great day for you to place fifth. You were with the leaders for the whole race. Towards the end, it looked like the Russians were going to attack, and you moved into third. Walk us through the end of the race towards the finish.
Being in third place at one point in the race,
I was third with about 500 meters to go, but I just kind of like yesterday, I'm missing a little bit of top end speed, so I couldn't get a decent sprint, which usually I just finished pretty fast in the last set, but not today. But at the same time, when you have that speed, it's good because you can go a couple seconds faster in the last kilometer, but it costs you a lot. So just to go from fifth to third, it's only a couple seconds, but to do that over the course of just a few hundred meters means a really big feat. And I think looking ahead at the tour, there's still five more stages, and it's really good to keep something under the pedal when you can stay within two of the leader. But again, I mean, I felt good. I was shooting for the podium, but it just slipped away a bit in the end because I didn't have the best kick. But I think I was able to. You know, I crossed that line, and kind of like yesterday, not I didn't burn myself. I didn't have to take QB, so that felt good for me.
Okay, next question.
Oui, j'ai lu le sport-com. Une question pour Alex. Ben, en fait, est-ce que tu peux donner des commentaires en français là, sur tes impressions de ta course aujourd'hui?
Oui, je suis très content de la course. C'est la partie vraiment, vraiment rapide avec Colobna qui a attaqué dès la première montée. Le premier tour, ça a été probablement le tour le plus difficile pour moi. c'était vraiment rapide. On est revenu 30 secondes sur l'orthogue avant la fin du premier tour. Puis ensuite, ben, je m'attendais à ce que le rythme ralentisse un peu, mais les Russes ont pris les choses en main. Puis ils ont continué de toucher. Donc, ça a été vraiment une course difficile. Un rythme assez doux du début à la fin. Ça nous a permis de conserver l'avance qu'on avait sur les autres, même d'ouvrir un peu plus de temps vers la fin. Puis je me sentais bien tout au long de la course quand même. Même si c'était difficile dans les premiers tours, j'ai comme réussi à prendre le rythme vers la fin, puis à être bien positionné dans le dernier kilomètre. J'ai été capable de suivre les deux Russes qui ont attaqué dans la dernière montée, mais il manquait un peu de vitesse là, pour le dernier droit, le dernier 500 mètres. Mais en même temps, c'est sûr, je pense que le podium était vraiment proche, mais en manquant un peu de vitesse comme ça, ça fait en sorte que j'ai pas été en mesure d'aller chercher vraiment au plus profond de mes réserves. Donc, ça va peut-être être bien pour les prochains jours. Si tu as capable de vitesse comme ça, c'est un couteau à deux tranchants. Des fois, tu vas chercher un podium, mais tu vas pousser tellement fort à la fin que ça en temps récupéré. Quand tu es dans un format de tour comme ça, où tu as des courses à chaque jour ou presque, ben, c'est peut-être bon d'en garder un peu en dessous de la pédale. Donc, c'est ça. Je suis content du dimanche là, les skis étaient vraiment performants pour étant donné les conditions dans lesquelles on se trouvait.
J'imagine qu'encore plus aujourd'hui, puisque la course était plus longue, tu as pu mesurer justement l'effet bénéfique du repos que tu as pris un peu à Calvoir. Peux-tu nous dire comment tu te sens physiquement présentement?
Ah, je me sens bien. Je suis en train de recevoir un massage dans l'autobus là, en ce moment, dans notre autobus de tournée. Donc là, je me sens bien. Je pense que je passe le fil d'arrivée. Je suis fatigué, c'est sûr, mais après une quinzaine de minutes, l'énergie revient rapidement. Puis non, je me sens bien, autant physiquement que mentalement. Donc,
c'est Jean-François Tardieu du Journal Le Soleil à Québec. Hier, tu parlais du petit doute que tu avais, qui s'était effacé avec ta course d'hier. J'imagine que là, le doute, il est plus là du tout, là, compte tenu de que c'est encore une plus grande distance, c'est que, de nouveau, tu as fait une bonne performance et tu as fini la course avec quand même pas mal d'énergie. Donc, s'il restait des traces du petit doute, il n'y en a plus.
Ah non, c'est sûr. En aligné deux comme ça, là, dans bon, deux courses dans les six premiers, à quelques secondes des meneurs à chaque jour, non, c'est sûr que là, j'ai pris pleinement confiance en mes moyens. Puis c'est ça, aujourd'hui, c'est quand même, là, tout ça, ça part vraiment rapidement. Donc, des fois, quand t'es dans une journée juste moyenne, ben, t'exploses complètement, là, en partant avec un rythme aussi effréné de ça. Donc, non, je suis content, là, d'avoir résisté aujourd'hui parce que c'est quand même des conditions difficiles. Ça allait être fort techniquement, ça allait avoir le bon équipement. Puis, il fallait être fort surtout physiquement là, pour topper la run parce que c'était difficile. Le rythme était vraiment élevé là, du début à la fin sans vraiment de répit. Là. C'est un peu inhabituel là, pour un départ de masse comme ça chez les hommes.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah. Alex, it's Gary Kingston at the Vancouver Sun. Given how strong you feel at the moment and sort of where you're positioned, how sort of excited are you about the prospects over the next five stages?
Oh, I'm really excited. I mean, it's fun to be back racing, you know, among the top 10, top 5. And it's good to get especially the good feelings. I mean, the results are good, but what makes me the happiest is the way my body is responding to the effort and how fast I'm recovering. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the next five stages. Good. Start getting the podium every day, and yeah, it'd be nice to grab a get on the podium.
Yeah, I think the next couple of stages are a skate ski a sprint, and then a 35-kilometer skate ski. How do those fit into where you sort of are right now?
The sprint, I mean, skate sprint is a discipline I like. I enjoy a lot. Like last year in the tour, that very stage I was fifth. And then 2 years ago, that 35K was fifth. So I think I can be up there. It's just a matter of, how good the body will recover. We never away from these catching the cold or something, so we're just keeping, you know, trying to stay on top of everything, using a lot of hand sanitizer, eating a lot, sleeping a lot, just doing the little things right. And but yeah, I think I'm excited for the next few stages and for the battalion stages after that too.
All right, thanks.
Welcome.
Next question.
I've got one for Devin.
Okay, can you pass the phone to Devin?
Just 1 second.
Hello.
Hello, Devin. It's Russ in Canmore. I just get a synopsis of your first 2 days of racing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's been the worst start to it for me ever. So it's been super frustrating. But I mean, the season thus far just hasn't been. I just have not been feeling good, and I'm trying to do the best I can every day, and trying to stay positive and just will everything out of my body that I can, and that's what I've been doing. So, I mean, patience, I guess, has got to work on that.
Okay. Do you sort of have a different plan then moving forward for the last 5 stages then, or is it just willpower
that
you're going on right now?
Well, I mean, for sure. I mean, that's the hand that's been dealt to me now. I mean, I'm 2 minutes back and feeling bad every day racing, so the overall looks like it's slipping away a little bit, but you never know. I mean, I have to stay positive, and then the other thing too is, I just really would like to have a race, to be honest. In the next 5 stages, if I could have a race where I feel good in the body, like to feel, or even halfway decent, I'd say, that's kind of where my head's at there. I mean, results-wise, been really bad all year, so I mean, just have to try and hope I have a good feeling.
All right, okay, thanks, Devin.
Okay. Anything else? Hello?
Yep.
Anything else? Going once? Twice? All right, you guys have a break tomorrow, and we'll resume racing on January 1st, where we'll do conference calls on that day as well. So thanks a lot for your continued support.